So Joseph had a dream with the angel. Angel of the Lord spoke to him. Do you guys have dreams? Raise your hand if you had a dream last night. Oh, really? Oh. Or how about raise your hand if you had a dream in the last month? Yeah. Yeah, most people have dreams at least like, you know, once a week or once a month at least, you know. So this couple, they're celebrating their 25 years of marriage, silver jubilee. And the wife wakes up one day in the morning after the dream and she tells the husband, "Hey, guess what? I had a dream." And the husband goes, "So what did you dream about?" And the wife goes, "Well, you're not going to believe it, but I just dreamed. I had a dream that you gave me a diamond necklace for our anniversary, 25 years. I had a dream. You're not going to believe it, but I did. What do you think that means?" And the husband goes, "Well, you'll know tonight. You'll know tonight." All right. He said, "All right, you'll know tonight." All right. So evening came and the husband, it's obvious he loves his wife. They've been married for 25 years, but he's a typical man, a guy who, you know, doesn't really show that much affection for his wife, but he loves her, right? And he doesn't really like, sometimes he forgets the anniversary gifts and all this, but 25 years, she had a dream. So that evening, he comes home with a package, a small package. And he says, "This is for you," right? And she's like, no. I mean, it's just a dream. I mean, really? You didn't have to do that for me. No, I mean, seriously, no. I mean, just, you know, our love for each other, that's good enough. You don't have to do it. That's okay. Just open it. No, you know, seriously. No. Okay, fine. I'll open it, all right? So she takes the gift, and it's kind of heavy. You know, so it's like, wow, I mean, there must be a lot of diamonds in this one, you know? You know, I mean, it's just a necklace. How could it be this heavy? Just open it. She opens it up. Delighted to open up the package, opens it up, and after she opens the package, it's a book entitled "The Meaning of Dreams." So much for diamonds are forever, you know. How you and I, we dream. Some people dream every day. Some people dream once a week, once a month. But how do we interpret our dreams? You know, like in that case, her dream didn't have much meaning, did it? You know? Or any of you guys like superstitious? You know, my grandmother, she's a wonderful lady. She lives in Oregon. She's Catholic, but very superstitious, you know. And she'll call me up one day and she says, "Hey, Stephen, how are you?" "I'm fine, Grandma. How's life? Are you healthy?" All that. Yeah. You know, I had a dream. I had a dream of a cat with you. You and the cat, I had a dream. So therefore, you need to watch out. Cats are dangerous, you know. So you need to be careful. If you're thinking about going out tonight, don't go out. Just stay home, all right? What the heck is that? You know? How do we interpret our dreams? Because we do dream, no? And how do we interpret it? Right? Well, I would say there are three ways that your dream, of trying to figure out the meaning of your dreams. One, there's no meaning. One, there's absolutely no meaning. Like, you just had an experience or just thinking about something and it just, you know, no meaning. Like that wife, you know. She dreamt about a diamond necklace and just got a book, you know. Number one, maybe it has no meaning. Number two, it could be a message from God. It could be something that comes from God trying to communicate to you. Number three, it could be the opposite. It could be maybe like the devil trying to speak to you, disguised as the angel of the Lord. So how do we interpret this? You know, after you have a dream. Most of the time we have a dream and we're like, yeah, yeah, that was nice. I got to get up, you know. Or other people are like my grandma, oh, I had a dream, da, 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 you know. How do we interpret our dreams, right? Well, how did Joseph deal with it? If you read throughout the scripture, the angel spoke to Joseph four times in the dream. So what does that mean? It means Joseph slept a lot. Joseph slept a lot, no? But it means more than that. Joseph, a righteous man, unwilling to expose his fiancée, girlfriend, Mary, to shame, right? Because how could this be? We've never had any relation together, and you're pregnant, right? So if that's the case, back then, the husband, or the boyfriend, he had the right to, you know, just dismiss her or even stone her to death. He said, no, I don't want to cause all that drama. I'll just, you know, quietly divorce her, right? But he has a dream. And the angel of the Lord says, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit this child has been conceived. And she will bear a son. And you will name him Jesus. Save his people from their sins. Now, if you had that dream, if you were Joseph, and if you had that dream, how would you react? How would you react? What are the three options you got there? Number one, there's no meaning. Number two, it could be something that comes from God, or it could be, number three, something that comes from the evil, the spirit. How would you interpret that? How would you interpret that? You know? I mean, if I was Joseph, I'd be like, you kidding me? You know, it'd be very hard to just go off of the dream, right? But how would you interpret that? How do you and I interpret our dreams? You know, it's very important. I think I mentioned this last time or the couple weeks ago or at another mass. I don't know. But Matthew Kelly talked at St. Francis Carini, and he talked about the importance of silence. The importance of silence in our lives to really hear God's voice, right? Because, I mean, especially at this time, Christmas time. Did you guys buy your gifts, Christmas gifts already? Yes. Who has not bought their Christmas gifts? So you're going to go shopping right after Mass, right? I mean, at this time, you need to avoid, I mean, if you want traffic patterns, you need to avoid all the shopping malls. You know, you don't go on that 880 by the Valley Fair. Oh, you're going to be stuck in traffic all day, 24/7. You know? Silence is so important in our lives. And Matthew Kelly talks about C.S. Lewis and the Screwtape Letters. And it is a conversation between the senior devil and the junior devil. Did I talk about this? No, I didn't. Good. All right? It's a conversation between the senior devil and the junior devil. And you know, the junior devil is an up-and-coming devil, or an up-and-coming guy. And he's trying to get some advice. You know, hey, you're the senior devil. You know, I mean, you've been around. You know, you've got a lot of experience. What kind of advice do you have for me, for an up-and-coming devil like me? You know, what kind of advice you got? And the senior devil looks at the junior devil and goes, just stick with the plan. Just stick with the game plan. And the junior devil goes, well, what's the game plan? Well, they didn't teach you? No, what's the game plan? Well, the game plan is this. The game plan has been this since many, many, many years ago. The game plan is this. The game plan is to fill the minds and heads with people with so much distractions, with so much noise that they will be confused. They will not be able to hear the voice of God. That's the game plan. To fill the minds and heads of everybody with so much distractions, with so much noise, that they will no longer be able to hear the voice of God. You know, you and I, we are filled with so much noise in our lives, with so much distractions. Computers, cell phones, TV, commercials, shopping, right? Things to do. So much noise. When do we actually have time for silence? When do we actually have time to listen to the voice of God? Right? And this has been the work of the devil for ages and ages. And he's doing a really good job right now, you know, with all this technology, right? And in reality is, God speaks to us. God speaks to us in the silence, not in the distractions and the noise. Like a flower. Anybody like to garden? You know, gardeners? Yeah, I'm not a big gardener, but I like to look at the gardening stuff, you know? When does a flower bloom? Okay, in the springtime, okay. But what time of the day? Usually, the flower blooms in the silence of the night. And when you wake up in the morning and you see, wow, this flower has bloomed already. The flower blooms in the silence of the night. Notice that Joseph had his dream. And dreams occur in the silence of our hearts. When distractions and noise is blocked away, you know, our souls, our mind is calmed down. And in the still waters, that is when God speaks to us, in that silence, right? And as we approach closer and closer to Christmas, it is in that deep silence, that silent holy night, that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is born out in the boonies in Bethlehem. So important for us to go to the silence. So I ask you this week, in the midst of all your busyness of shopping, preparing, you know, family gathering, traveling, picking up, and all that, just spend a good 30 minutes. Spend a good 30 minutes in silence, right? And listen. Listen to the voice of God. Hey, God, I'm here. You know, what is it? What is it that you want to speak to me? What is it that you want to speak to me? And just listen. And like how you spoke to Joseph and so many others, what is it that you want to speak to me? And if you want to interpret dreams, listen to the voice of God in the silence, right? And as a family, this is the fourth week of Advent, okay? The last time we had these dinner table conversations for you in the bulletin, right? So raise your hand if you did that last week. Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't be embarrassed. I mean, you know, it's not a sin if you did your homework. You know, oh, look at Jessica. All right, all right. Okay, yes. So the idea is take a bulletin home with you after Mass. And what page? In the second page, right when you open it, it has a dinner table conversation to intentionally include God in our lives as a family. Because how many minutes does a normal family spend in a day together? 49 minutes in a day. And of those 49, how many minutes of quality time? 7. And you see, you haven't been doing it. You're right up on the average, you know? So do it. It's your last chance. Fourth week of Advent. We're getting real close. So take that bulletin home with you. Open it to the second page, all right? And your family discussion question, all right? This is after you do your 30 minutes of silence and listening to the voice of God. Your family discussion question is, what kind of message is God communicating to me? And how can I be God's messenger for others as we prepare for the birth of our Lord and Savior?